can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir?
Can you hear us, sir?
Hello?
I think the sound's off.
Yeah, I think the sound's off. Hello? Can you adjust your phone? Hello? CO3? Can you get the CO3?
Don't need this today.
Can you?
Here, I can go hold the sign.
Are you going to hold the sign up? No.
It's the police.
Hold on one second.
That's Louis' job.
Oh, my God. Oh,
hello, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, but you can't hear us. Hello? Hello?
That's a check. He's going to
check. Oh, he's going to check.
Yeah, he did this. I'm off somewhere.
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay.
Okay, good, sign me.
Somebody else is going to come back in.
What do we do?
Well, what other issues could we
hello?
Have?
Hello?
Wrong paperwork. They're not working.
Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 3, 4, 5. Testing 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, man.
What's the tracker waking? We should have a button up front. That's where the phone is, I guess. Hello? Hello?
They're not checking the phone.
I don't know. The C-man been just checking it or something.
Yeah, why can't they check the phone right there? I guess they have some money. Hello.
This is a different setup at South Unit. Usually it's in a presentation.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's take
a trailer.
You want to put a... Can you ask for a phone number? Since you're
yeah.
doing the writing.
We'll
since you're doing the science today, so maybe there was a phone number we can call him.
We're not careful he was doing his job.
Yeah.
No, he's going to be upset, but no, we're not going to report nothing to him.
Having the wave.
Hello. Oh, so now he's from another phone, yeah? Hello?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got the same sign. I don't got the same sign there.
Extension 25613. Okay.
25613.
64 its number, yeah. It's
64.
568.
568.
568.
866. 4011. Extension 25613. Okay. Let's see if this is good.
To the following directions. If you know your party's extension, you may dial 2 and the 4-digit extension.
Please, I will transfer your call.
Where's the phone?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, this is Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. We wanted to do a hearing and see if you would let us know by telephone.
Absolutely, yeah, they had to move this, they said they had it all worked out, but apparently the audio's out.
Okay, well, we'll do it by phone, that will work for us, so if you can put them on.
All right, hold on, here it is.
Can you hear it, please?
Okay, can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing now, sir, so just hold on.
All right, happy afternoon, God bless you, just leave.
You too, sir. Good afternoon, we're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today, can you hear me?
I can hear you, it's very muffled, though.
How's that?
That sounds a little bit better.
Okay, good afternoon, sir, we're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. In the middle, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson, I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today. Also with us today, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Westby, sir. Mr. Osborne.
Good afternoon.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advises you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
I'm sorry, can you say it again?
Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay. At this time, sir, I'd like to swear to you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay.
I do, sir.
Okay. Mr. Dahl, just for the record, I don't think I got your name. Please state your name, your ADC number for us, please.
My ADC number is 220-176.
And could you repeat your name again for us, please?
It's Corey Christopher Dahl.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you...
All right, sir, can you hold on 1 second? I'm going to ask if I can set up the phone. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Pete? All right, I turned up the phone. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay, sir, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3 as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1730 Dunlop Road, Fort Mojave, Arizona, on or about February 10, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, sir, that is true.
Okay. So as I continue this hearing, I see that you will be have a release date of the 28th of this month, which is about 18 days from today. It is your choice of whether you want to continue this hearing or kill your number. However, if the board did decide to release you, there's a good possibility that you wouldn't get out before your release date came, sir. So would you like to continue the hearing or would you like to kill your number, sir?
There's a good possibility that I would not get out before my release date?
Yes, sir.
Is that what I heard correctly?
Yes, sir. Your release date is the 28th of this month.
Okay, so and you mentioned that I may not be released before that date?
Yeah. If the board decided to reinstate you on community supervision, sir, you would not, I won't say you won't, but there's a good possibility that you wouldn't get out before your release date.
Sir, to be honest with you, if there's any way I can get home quicker, to my loved ones because I have circumstances out there that I would love to get back to. I have a niece on the way that should be due any time now. I have a grandfather who was just diagnosed with cancer that I live with. That actually, that is the house that I moved to, which was my first house that I was able to move or parole to, but I, under circumstances, they asked me to move to a different house. And when I went to my grandfather's house, I went to because of other circumstances. I would like to continue this hearing because I have loved ones out there that I would like to get back to. I'm sorry.
Okay, no
yes,
problem.
Like
no problem. No problem whatsoever, sir. So we're going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and conclude phase one, and then we're going to go into phase two. As regards to phase one, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms of condition of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into community and to criminal ways or company based on the admission of Mr. Law.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne, and then we're going to go over some information with you, sir. And then we will take any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay? Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Garland was released from BOC custody on July 5th, 2017. He was arrested on March 5th, 2018 at the Northern Regional Parole Office on a subcommon warrant status. It was returned back to custody on March 6th of 2018 with 23 time days with a community supervision ending of April 28th of 2018. Current conviction, 2012, dangerous drug violation, 5 years, 3 months. I'm sorry, 2014. And 2014, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2007, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. He's had two terms with DOC, has a CYR score of 3.2. A mental health score of 1 and a substance abuse score of 2. There was no FTD or gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2007, TIS completion, 4 months. He has a minimal disciplinary history. Other arrests, 2004, shoplifting, AZ juvenile probation. And 2013, that was dismissed. And he has a community risk score of G3, B4.
Okay, Mr. Garland, I'm going to go with some information with you, sir.
Excuse me, can you say that again?
I'm going to go with some information with you. I see that when you were released on July 5th, you were approved to reside with your grandfather, Mr. Kissinger, at the residence at 4566 South Calamigo Fort, Mojave. How you requested to change your residence on July 24th to reside with a friend, John Coates. You were given permission to reside at 1730 Dunlap Road in Fort Mojave, Arizona. This was your last known residence. You requested no other change of residence following supervision. Why did you leave your last residence, sir?
Sir, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I left because I happened to bring drugs into his house.
Okay.
I had brought drugs into his house, and that was his one rule. That is my uncle, John Coots, is my uncle. And I took myself out of that house out of respect of his one rule. And I put myself back in my grandfather's house because I felt I could be of better use and help to my grandfather, and I could get off the drugs there. I was being childish by not reporting to parole because I had such little time left, and I was scared they would deny me and ask me to go to a halfway house because, like I said, that was my original address I paroled to, 4566 South Cali Amigo, but they had an issue with my younger brother also living there, so they asked me to move, and I'm going to be completely honest, I was acting childish, and I thought I could possibly get away with what I was getting away with, but I was just going back to my grandfather and finishing my time, and God seen it fit to where I needed to come back to prison, and I am here, and I have seen the woods to my ways. If there's any chance of me getting home sooner than the 28th, I'd appreciate that very much.
Okay, were you working during that period of time, sir?
Excuse me?
Were you working during that period of time?
Yes, sir. I was. I was working the whole time up until, I was working the whole time. That I didn't have a pay stub the last time I visited Jacob Lister because I forgot to bring my pay stub. And it just so happened I had lost my job right after that. But unbeknownst to him, I did start working the very next day with somebody that owned a business that lived right down the street from my grandfather's house. Which actually I will be going back to work with that person as soon as I get out as well.
Okay, so you originally said where in July you had to go to Sage for counseling for substance abuse and anger management. You completed that class in September, and then you were again referred to that class in January. You were referred back for counseling and substance abuse for relapse treatment. You were discharged after you failed to attend programming on February 15th, February 20th, and February 22nd of 2018. Why didn't you complete those classes? Why didn't you miss those classes, sir?
To be honest with you, sir, I was struggling with my drug addiction, and I was scared and acting childish. I was just scared. There's nothing to say other than that. I was scared that if I went to this class, that was totally mandated that they would be there waiting for me. And I should have noticed that Jacob Lister was there to help me, not to reprimand me. And if I would have noticed that, and actually acted like an adult, I think I would have been able to finish the supervision without any problems.
Okay.
But I ultimately, it was just I was in my addiction and I was scared to go back to jail.
So what caused you to relapse, sir? It says that you had five straight negative UAs from July to October. So what was it that caused you to relapse, sir?
There's numerous things that I can give you excuses for, sir, to be honest with you. I can give you, I can sit here and give you numerous excuses, but to be honest with you, I've come to the realization that I'm an addict. I'm never going to beat that part of my life. All I can do is strive to do better, and from what I've received from the Lord since I've been out, I'm willing to put my addiction behind me due to what I've received from the Lord, the love of my fiance, the love of my family, living the children that I've been introduced to that I missed their births because I've been in prison. I just happened to relapse because I was acting childish. And I like I said, I see my words to my way. And now I know that I have to be a man and grow up and be an adult and a law-abiding citizen that needs to stay away from his drugs. And I have support out there that I can go to. If not, there's support actually given by the state and actually given by people in the community, NA and stuff like that. I just need to be an adult and actually accept that help this time.
Okay. So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Excuse me?
I'm saying if the board has any additional questions for you, saying that there's no additional questions from the board, so we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion without repeating yourself?
If Jacob Lister isn't present, with all due respect, I really have nothing to say to you other than if you give me a chance, I will show you that I will not relapse in the supervision eyes. I will be an outstanding citizen. But if Jacob Lister is, I owe Jacob Lister an apology. So if he is not present, other than that, I'm going to just accept your decision and we'll hear until you're done.
Okay, the parole officer you requested isn't here. However, Mr. Osborne said that he would relay that information to him, okay? So the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone while the board's in discussion so you can hear the conversation, and ask you to be quiet while the board's in discussion. It may appear as though we're talking to you, but we're only going to be talking amongst ourselves, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board's now in discussion. It appears that Mr. Gall did do a couple months where he had 5 negative UAs, and then he relapsed and started back to using drugs. And he had a PO that was just working with him, and all through here, it appears the PO was working with him and actually did not violate him on the drugs, nor did he violate him when he relapsed. He sent him back to rehab program for him to get back into. He was referred back for a relapse of substance abuse treatment, and he failed to do that, and he was also given to complete 3 hours of community service cleaning the Keenan parole parking lot because of a diluted UA, and he failed to complete the relapse programming that he actually had. It wasn't until he actually became an absconder that his parole officer actually violated him on parole. Had he continued to work with his PO, then his PO probably would have continued to work with him, but once he absconded and according to Mr. Gold, he just got scared that he would be returned back to prison and fell out of contact with his PO. He will be released on the 28th of this month, which is about 18 days from now. I think that it's going to be best for Mr. Gold to go ahead and complete his time that he has left incarcerated, so that when he gets released, he won't be on any parole and he won't be on any community supervision. He won't have to report to a parole officer. Hopefully he'll put together a plan so that when he gets out, he can go ahead and be a productive citizen and not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement again. That's my basic opinion at this time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision on Mr. Gold, find that he was delinquent and he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed and about to lapse into criminal ways or company as he had relapsed and started to use drugs, and he did abscond for 23 days.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Gall, the board is voting to revoke your community supervision, so you will be released on the 28th of this month, which is about 18 days from now. So we hope that you can come up with a plan so that when you are released, you won't have any more negative contact with law enforcement and won't have any negative contacts with the correction institution. So we want to wish you the best of luck, Mr. Gall. I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you.